Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got a special subject in store for you today. Remember, a couple of months back, we shared with you information about a remarkable study on chelation therapy. That's an intravenous therapy that's been used by complementary physicians for decades for the treatment of cardiovascular disease. It's often labeled quackery. Well, today we're going to talk to a filmmaker, a courageous filmmaker, because this is not mainstream Hollywood. This is kind of a guerrilla underground film, which talks about the TAC study, the study on chelation therapy, and has a unique perspective on how the medical community greeted the results of a study, which, if it had been about a drug, would have absolutely catapulted that drug into prominence. With us is the producer, director of the new movie, Unleaded, which, by the way, I recommend very highly to you. Unleaded is a movie about the TAC study. And without further ado, let's introduce Shireen Noon. Shireen, it's a pleasure having you here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that project.
I met the doctors who were in the documentary, Dr. Roy Halperin and Dr. Angelique Hart, who have the Hart Halperin Holistic Clinic in Tasuki, New Mexico, basically Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I live. And I met them, and 2 days after they'd come back from, or Dr. Halperin had just come back from the American Heart Association's scientific sessions in Los Angeles.
Right.
Where they announce all the results of the NIH studies, the top, I think, 4 to 7 studies that come out, that have completed. And Dr. Gervasio Lamas had just announced the actual statistical results of the NIH's 10-year, $31 million study.
Wow.
TACT. And so the TACT study, TACT stands for Trial to Assess Chelation Therapy.
Right. And, you know, this actually, I know quite a lot about it, of course, because I was involved in the formulation of that study way back when, about 15 or 20 years ago. We started thinking about ways that we could demonstrate that something that we were doing in our office practices really worked. So we said the only problem is we don't have the money to do a study of that magnitude. Studies like this, I mean, as you can see, took $31 million to accomplish this study. We needed funding. So for many, many years, we dreamed of having the opportunity to do a study that would demonstrate what we believed would show the effectiveness of chelation therapy. And lo and behold, we met Dr. Gervasio Lamas, who figures prominently in this film. Tell us what you found out.
Well, they had just come back, and the results, they were very frustrated because they came back after doing this study. They had been part of the PACT study, the previous one, to find out if it was a viable study or not.
Like a preliminary study.
Right, for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then this 10 years, as you know. And then so basically 12 years of their lives have been totally committed to this and training people how to do the chelation therapy and the bags and all that. And what happened in the scientific sessions was Dr. Gervasio Lamas, or Dr. Tony Lamas, got up, gave the statistics. There are about, I think, 10,000 cardiologists in the audience. And the statistics came out to be a 26% improvement with heart disease, a 39% improvement with diabetic heart disease, and a 23% improvement with heart attacks and strokes.
Wow.
And the next person that got up after that was a representative of the American Heart Association, and they said, there's not enough results. This is not enough proof recommend chelation therapy at this time.
And I have to say, I mean, for some of our listeners, they may go, well, you know, that's the way scientists are. But that I have to say, is highly unusual, because had this been a study of, say, a new blockbuster multi-million or multi-billion dollar drug, the cardiologists in attendance would have applauded. They would have hailed the new treatment modality. And they would have headed back to their offices after a nice weekend in Los Angeles and begun prescribing the medication.
Right.
However,
even if there was a 1% improvement,
even if yes, but you know, And usually improvements on the magnitude of 5, 10, 15% can catapult a drug into prominence. And so clearly, I mean, you're a interested layperson. You're, you know, mm-hmm. admittedly, you're not a scientist. You're not a medical doctor. But as a layperson and as an interested documentary filmmaker, what was your take on that?
I was outraged.
Okay. Quite simply, yeah.
I had not made a documentary in about 10 years. My first documentary is called Body, the Value of Women, about body image and self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And my film company is Elemental Films. And I had distributed that through universities and colleges and women's studies departments and libraries all over the world. But I had not been interested in making another documentary. That wasn't my focus. Independent features was my focus. And when I heard that story, I was really shocked because I leaned over afterwards and I said, I want to do a documentary on this.
Let me get this straight. It wasn't Dr. Heilbrunn that, or a group of chelation doctors who approached you and said, look, we're going to hire you as kind of a mercenary to tell the story. And we've got, you know, we're going to pay you whatever X dollars to tell our story. Actually, you as a citizen, as a patient, were kind of outraged when you heard the story and that motivated you to do the film.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about chelation. I had never heard of it. I healed myself of cancer when I was 26. I had Hodgkin's disease.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so you have a personal history of working with natural modalities.
Yeah, not on purpose, just out of force.
Right.
But I had gone through a year of chemotherapy at UCLA. The second time I had it, I had gone through 6 weeks of radiation. The first time I had it when I was 22. So by the time I was 26, I was done poisoning and, you know, making myself even sicker.
Right.
And I figured out how to heal myself. And I had been taking classes and learning, you know, all about more progressive ways to think about what your cells are doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I heard this, and it was like this was a conscious, premeditated, deliberate way to obscure the results of the study, I was really, really angry. And I have this thing where I want to fight for justice and
right.
I want to out the bad guys kind of thing. So that was
right.
my passion.
Right. And you'll see this in this carefully developed documentary. I mean, the careful descriptions of the study, interviewing key figures, including Dr. Heilbrunn and Dr. Heilbrunn's associate in the clinic down there in New Mexico. And
yeah, Dr. Angelique Hart, they both are, she's a pain specialist. They're both board certified, their husband and wife, and they both did this study together mm-hmm. through the help of Dr. Angelique Hart's uncle mm-hmm. from Holland.
And also, there are patients who you interview who've undergone chelation with positive results. And what do they have to say about chelation?
A lot of the patients that go there have already gone through a lot of, you know, all gone through conventional medicine and have found that no one can really help them because no one's dealing with the cause. And they're the first doctors that actually are dealing with the cause of things. And they are so grateful and happy to have known about them and to get to go through chelation therapy with them.
Mm-hmm. And so just give us an idea of the structure and scope of the film, you know, what are some of the highlights and what are some of the things that people will see if they order unleaded? By the way, it's something that you order via physical DVD or is it downloadable or how does that work?
You can order the physical DVD through unleadedmovie.com.
Okay, so there's a website, unleadedmovie.com, and it's well worth it. And it's also it's something that I advocate for groups to show. In fact, maybe we'll show a copy of that at our clinic one of these days. Have a free showing for those who want to come and see it at
awesome.
The Hoffman Center in New York City. I mean, we're centrally located and, you know, usually get a pretty nice crowd of people in our auditorium. What's the structure of that? It's almost a little bit of kind of like a detective story, like a whodunit, you know. I mean, obviously there's a crime that's committed. The crime is like, you know, who shot the TACT study? Right?
Exactly.
Right? It's sort of like, I mean, it's like, what? You know, here's like this amazing scientific study. It shows the benefits of chelation. And then I think through the documentary, you sort of examine the causes of why the medical establishment sort of pushed back against these positive findings. So tell us about that.
Well, you know, hospitals make 80%, I think around 80% of their income through heart surgery. So it's a billion-dollar industry for the pharmaceutical companies. It's a trillion-dollar industry for hospitals. So to have something that doesn't have a patent, no one's going to make any money off of it. EDTA, the drug EDTA, which is did have a patent and it expired. That's a lot. That's a potential loss of trillions of dollars if people find out about it. So they're doing everything they can so that no one will find out the actual statistic results of the tax study, and they're trying to invalidate it. There's the American Heart Association and the media. You know, it goes pretty big and pretty far up to stop, you know, the people of this world knowing about it.
Right. And, you know, what was your take on Dr. Lamas? Because Dr. Lamas, he's not a holistic doctor, unlike Dr. Halbrun and Dr. Halbrun's partner, wife in the practice in New Mexico. He's a conventional doctor. So, you know, I actually thought there was a very interesting portrait of a curious and open-minded conventional doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Tony Lamas is a trialist. So he's the director of the NIH study on the trial to assess chelation therapy, amongst a lot of other studies. And he's a very neutral party. He had these, you know, half of the people he would talk to say chelation therapy is a bunch of, you know, junk. It's not real. It's quackery. And then the other half would say, it works. It saved my life without chelation therapy.
And he was sort of caught in between.
Right.
Between
and
the
gaps. Yeah. And I don't think he cared one way or another, but he was like, okay, this has been going on for 50 years where people are saying it works. And then everyone else, conventional medicine is saying, no, it doesn't. So he's like, I just want to find out. He was just curious. I just want to know one way or another.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of interesting that the initials trial to assess chelation therapy spell TACT. You know, they always look for kind of an interesting word to spell. So they had a trial recently on stents. It was called the COURAGE study. It was something that, you know, they figured out a way to make it spell out a word. But the word TACT is precisely what was required to get this study done, because
right.
Dr. Lamas had to shuttle between people at the National Institutes of Health and the skeptical scientific community. And also he had to come back to us as complementary and alternative doctors. And I have to say that when this study was first undertaken, there are many people who said, don't trust him. He's just out to bury chelation therapy. He's gonna stack the deck against chelation therapy. He just wants to, you know, get a paper published, get a lot of grant money. And he's on their side. He's going to show that chelation doesn't work, and then they're going to outlaw it. They're going to penalize doctors who perform it. They're going to bring them up on charges, suspend their licenses, and so on, which has happened, by the way. I mean, doctors who perform
right.
chelation therapy do so at their own risk. In the past, maybe things will change now with the study that's out, because at the very least, the study shows that it's A, harmless, and B, beneficial. So, I mean, at the very least, I don't think we're going to see a lot of doctors get their licenses yanked merely for performing chelation therapy. That is something that's happened in the past. I will attest to that.
I hope not, because we interviewed so many people for the film that wouldn't fit into this one. So we've got another film that we're almost done shooting called Unleaded, Power of the People.
Really? Tell us about that new project.
Well, on this one, actually, we're at the ACAM conference in
mm-hmm.
June,
mm-hmm.
showing the film, and we interviewed
exactly. Yeah, I remember. I was there at that viewing. I don't know. I wasn't interviewed by you, because I think it was hungry. I had to go. To something. there was a long line of people who were getting ready to stand in front of the camera to basically testify to the effectiveness of chelation. I thought, you know, plenty of people who can testify to that. So you gathered. Material
yeah,
there.
And the people, the doctors that we interviewed, we didn't realize until we went there how many doctors are persecuted for doing chelation therapy. It was really, really shocking, the numbers.
So this, I mean, it's interesting, because this is kind of like, welcome to my world.
Right.
You know, you as an independent filmmaker and as somebody who's been involved in alternative medicine, I mean, I guess you feel pretty angered and outraged as a citizen. that the federal government, the state authorities,
the FDA,
they waste a lot of taxpayer money persecuting doctors who are performing a therapy that turns out to be not only safe but beneficial.
Right, and it is really saving people's lives.
Right.
Truly saving people's lives.
Right, and you
in huge numbers compared to, you know, drugs and, you know, heart surgeries and stents and all the things. It's like they did do this study in a very neutral way in order to build a bridge, because it wasn't instead of conventional medicine. It wasn't instead of all the normal heart drugs. It was in addition to, if you're doing all the conventional medicine, what are the results if you add chelation therapy and vitamin therapy to the whole thing? And that creates a bridge. So they didn't think they'd have that much resistance and people really trying to deliberately just completely annihilate the benefits.
Yeah, no, that's the way the study was designed, is that people who had, these are all people who'd had heart attacks. So to keep them safe and to make the study ethical, they said, well, look, to put them on whatever you want, you know, the blood pressure medications, the statin drugs, the aspirin, the additional blood thinners, you know, do what you will with these people, and we'll just add chelation therapy, or we'll just add colored water, and it'll be, you know, like two comparable groups. And, you know, I have to say that some studies looking at alternative therapies, for example, they had a study recently on fish oil, and the study turned out negative. It didn't show that the fish oil was beneficial. But one of the arguments against that study was that the people were so tanked up on medication that the addition of fish oil wasn't going to do much more. So I think it's even more astonishing that even with maximal medical therapy, people on all the appropriate drugs and getting lots of conventional medical therapy, you add chelation to that and you get an additional boost. I think that that actually speaks to the strength of chelation as an additive treatment.
And especially for diabetics, 39% improvement. That is huge.
Right. And hard to ignore those kinds of statistics. And yet, you know, some very, very disparaging comments were made. When the study was published in the, I believe it was in the Journal of the American Medical Association, there was something very unusual, because usually a study is published and it just published. But when this study was published, they wrote an introductory editorial almost apologizing for publishing the study. They basically say, look, guys, you know, we really didn't want to do it. This study is about a therapy that sounds crazy. I mean, I'm not quoting actually, but this is sort of the intention of that editorial. And they said, but the study is such a high quality study, and it seems to be executed correctly and properly, that we felt an obligation to share it with you. Now they quickly said, we're not recommending that you think about giving chelation to your patients because it's too early. We need to do many more studies and da 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 da. You know,
make a lot more money before we'll let you know about chelation therapy.
Right. Well, I will also contrast this with, you remember President Bush recently had a stent put into one of his heart arteries. That was a few weeks ago. And there was barely a stir from the press or the media. They said, well, you know, situation normal. You know, when you get a physical exam, you go in, and if you have a blocked artery, you know, just put a little piece of metal in there, you fix it, open it up, kind of like a Roto-Rooter procedure. And I wrote a very, very angry blog in my Intelligent Medicine newsletter decrying that. And, in fact, a recent study, 2007, the COURAGE study that I mentioned earlier, says that stents in patients without symptoms, or even in patients with well-controlled heart pain, make absolutely no difference in terms of survival. They make absolutely no difference in terms of the risk of heart attack. And yet, hundreds of thousands of these procedures are done on normal, healthy, active individuals. And I don't think you could think of a more active, healthy individual than Bush. Bush was like cycling all over the place, doing 100-kilometer mountain bike rides until he went for his physical. He said, oh, you have a blocked artery, we'll fix it. So nobody in the press commented on that. In a similar way to how they didn't comment favorably on the positive study of chelation, clearly there's a double standard here. I mean, is it likely that you know, you're going to go to Paramount, or you're going to go to Sony, or you're going to go to one of the major distributors with your film that's going to be, you know, like it's going to be widely disseminated?
Yeah, we're working on that. We're working on a premiere launch.
Oh, seriously? Okay, so I'm glad you're trying, but what I suspect is that this will remain kind of a guerrilla phenomenon, an underground, grassroots, niched phenomenon, because the correct news about the way to protect your heart, and in many cases the way to treat cancer, is often spurned, suppressed, and doesn't get out there.
Right. Well, I hope not. We're working with a very powerful marketing strategist, so I think this film is going to get out there into mainstream.
Well, great.
But the other thing I want to add is...
I mean, obviously, your marketing has really reached a pinnacle of success because you're on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast already. You're getting out to thousands of opinion makers in America, so congratulations.
We're just about there.
You have arrived.
But the other thing about the media, or sorry, the publishing of the results is normally when the NIH does a study and they announce the results, that study is published by a peer journal, like JAMA, that same day or the next day. Mm-hmm. This took almost five months to get published by JAMA. And then on top of it, like you say, they say, sorry, we had to publish this, but we can't not publish it.
Right.
So talk about a
lukewarm acceptance of this result. I mean,
it's very deliberate. It definitely gave everyone time to completely try to...
Do the damage control. Yeah, do damage control.
Right. Keep the numbers out of any... There were so many articles written, and I think only one actually stated the statistic numbers, because 26% and 39% are huge numbers, and it's... I mean, that should have been the headlines, as Dr. Halbern says in the film. That should have been the headlines the next day. The fact that they could withhold those statistics for, like, 4 months and 3 weeks was... You know, just shocking.
Shocking and unprecedented. I mean, but clearly evidence of a double standard when it comes to research on natural therapies,
And this is very threatening because Dr. Halbern is a board-certified cardiologist, and he and Dr. Hart are the ones who trained everyone in how to do the bags and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, the chelation bags, the IV bags.
Right, the procedures.
So it's not like you can invalidate this very easily. This is a cardiologist from Mount Sinai Medical Center who has proved that chelation therapy works and works in a huge way and is safe. And that's just the beginning. Heart disease is just the beginning. Cancer is the other part of that no one wants to, you know, definitely Dr. Lamas could do studies on how chelation therapy helps cancer, because it's the same thing, you know, inflammation.
Toxic heavy metals and so on. Yeah.
Heavy metals cause inflammation. Mm-hmm. Inflammation creates disease.
But, you know, I have to say, I'm in some ways, I'm a little less bent out of shape than you are about this situation, because as someone who's practiced in this field for 30 years, I'm very, very used to rejection. I'm used to bias in the mainstream media. I'm used to blindness or deliberate ignorance on the part of many of my medical colleagues. Sometimes I just say, you know, look, they're just doing their thing. They have their blinders on, and it's very hard for them to accept things that are out of their model. Their model involves medication. It involves specific procedures. And something like chelation therapy, where you sit in an office and you get an intravenous infusion for many hours, it's very foreign sounding. It just seems like, you know, it just does not fit the mold.
I mean, I can see getting used to it, like the frog in the boiling pot. But this took 10 years, 12 years altogether, $31 million of our taxpayer money. It was a double blind, supposed to be the definitive study, finally, once and for all, does chelation therapy work, or is it just quackery? And they proved that it worked, and still, you know, yes, conventional medicine works that way, and no one expects, you know, everyone's like, yeah, well, of course, that's the way this world works. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, my father died on the operating table for heart surgery. My mom had two heart attacks.
So this is very personal for you.
This is personal. And it's more than that. It's like we, the American people, along with the whole world, have a right to know what the facts are. I mean, we're reading the news. We're, you know, looking at the internet. We're Googling things. We're, our families are going through disease, cancer and heart disease and diabetes and ADHD and, you know, all of it, autism. And all these are linked to toxins, you know, lead, heavy metal, mercury, all the fillings they're still putting in. 55% of the children's mouths are still getting mercury, which, you know, gives you, basically ends up giving you Alzheimer's, amongst other things. And so it's like, okay, get rid of the heavy metals and then you won't be so sick, but guess who's going to lose all this money? So it's like, we have the right to know. We have the right to the truth and to go through all this to prove, you know, maybe it is quackery, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So how come we, the people, don't have the right to know the facts and the truth?
Oh, then I think you stated it very well. You know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, when I'm doing something, and I, you know, chelation is just one of the ways in which I transgress against the mainstream views. I mean, the way that I use bioidentical hormones, the way that I use natural thyroid, the way that I give vitamins and supplements, the way that in many cases I don't use medications when conventional doctors would. I mean, there are many, many instances where I'm doing it a different way. And often I get this response from my colleagues. You know, sometimes even, you know, in friendly discussions, they say, well, how come there aren't any studies on what you're doing? And my answer to them is, if you look, there are literally tens of thousands of studies on some of the things that I do. They're just not studies that are within your on your radar screen. Yeah, exactly. And you know, my Intelligent Medicine podcast, my radio program, my newsletter, this is what we try to bring to the fore. We talk about science-based validation for some of the natural therapies that we do. And there's some natural therapies, frankly, that they don't work, you know, and when they don't work, we call it as we see it. So it's particularly disheartening to me that, you know, they were talking about chelation and said, well, look, there's no studies. There's just no studies. I was once called upon as an expert witness in a medical malpractice case where a patient who'd undergone chelation went to a major hospital, had a surgery on her carotid arteries, and they botched the surgery. They did not sue that major hospital. It's one of the most famous hospitals in the Western Hemisphere, if not the world. They sued the chelation doctor. And so I was called upon to testify there. It was very frustrating because I was in the middle of my testimony. I was stopped because the judge called me into his chambers, and because of the protest by the plaintiff's attorney, I was not allowed to testify because all the studies that I brought a big stack of studies, this is prior to TACT, were considered junk science. They said, well, this is not valid. I said, but these are studies. Maybe they're not the size or the magnitude that you're looking for, but they're studies that show the benefits. They said, no, we can't accept these studies. They're not. Okay, so, all right, let's assume, even, you know, for the sake of argument, that was junk science. Mm-hmm. Now we have a big study, $31 million, performed at major medical centers across the country under the supervision of the National Institutes of Health by an academic physician, Dr. Gervasio Lamas, who's a physician at the University of Miami Medical School. Mm-hmm. And even in the face of that, they're still going to say, where are the studies? I actually got together with a cardiologist at I had a medical school reunion. So some of my, this is my 30th medical school reunion. And I got together I like these folks. These are folks I went to medical school with. We suffered together. I have no axe to grind with them. And I'm just doing something a little different than they are. They're all successful doctors, ophthalmologists, cardiologists, gynecologists. And we sat at the table and we drank wine and we reminisced. And then I just happened to ask one of the cardiologists, have you heard about the TACT study on chelation? And this guy's a cardiologist. And he said, no, I haven't heard about it. But he was good-natured. He said, you know, some of my patients, they're getting it. He says, I don't know. Maybe it works. I mean, but he was simply...
That's good. That's a really good result.
After a couple of glasses of wine, you kind of loosen up. And he said, yeah, you know, maybe it's okay. He wasn't dead set against it, but he had no idea that a study had recently been performed and was published. They're not an obscure journal. This is the number one medical journal in the United States, Journal of the American Medical Association. But, you know, that gives you an idea of what we're up against.
There were 19,000 cardiologists
Yes, in attendance.
Yeah. In Los Angeles at the American Heart Association.
I think we maybe should have given them 19,000. Fountain pens. If we'd given them fountain pens with with the name chelation on them, maybe that they could have taken the fountain pen home, and then when they're writing their prescriptions, they would have seen chelation. They would have thought, you know, that's what the drug companies do, right? They give you these little freebies.
Right, right. No, but that, I mean, how could, out of 19,000 cardiologists, how could only two really understand in that whole room what had just been announced, what that impact was? It was like everyone was just completely nonplussed.
Right. Yeah, actually, I wasn't there, but I talked to some of my colleagues who went there, and they managed to get in the auditorium for this. I hear it's a very, very big auditorium, and they sat in the auditorium, and then they made the presentation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they expected that people would leap to their feet, you know, like, bravo, bravo, you know, clapping their hands.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a miracle.
Right.
It's a miracle.
And instead, there was sort of like a hushed silence, like, okay, could we please get on to the next presentation, which is about, you know, our favorite, you know, antihypertensive drug. It just kind of landed with a thud. It did not make that much of an impression.
It's like no one really got it. But the way, if you look at the statistics on the slides in the film, the way the statistics are presented, you have to be a statistical analyst to really understand what you're looking at, too.
Yeah.
So it's like on the cover of the film, you know, we have the numbers, 26, 39, 23, and that's like, oh, I get it. But if you're looking at something that says 0.74, you don't realize that what that's saying is there's a 26% improvement with heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not like they have posters in the front of the room or anything with big numbers. It's very, very
It's low key. Yeah, it's low key. I mean, it's that sort of scientific language that sometimes, you know, deliberately mutes the spectacular nature of the findings.
Exactly.
Because, you know, everything is supposed to be kind of, you know, let's not get too excited here, low key, this is science, you know, we're not going to scream it from the rooftops yet. Okay, well, anyway, so the new effort, Unleaded Part 2, that's coming out soon?
Unleaded Power to the People. Power to the People. That's going to probably get out in February or March. We hope to have it done by February or March.
That's a little bit of a retro thing. Power to the people.
To the people, power to the people. Yeah, right, unleaded right power to the people. It's like there's so many, like you say, unleaded, and chelation therapy is one aspect. But in our interviews, we came across so many, like you say, that all the things that you do that aren't chelation therapy, that are things that actually heal people, that no one knows about, or they have to, like, Google the heck out of it, or get an email from somebody that says, hey, by the way, did you know your uncle could do this instead of that? Mm-hmm. It's like the people have a right to know. There's all these things, especially mercury. You know, dentists still putting mercury in people's mouths, 55% of them still putting mercury fillings in instead of, you know, the porcelain. So, you know, it's like we're being killed, but no one even knows what's happening. We're just frogs in the cold pot of water, and the temperature's going up slowly, but no one even knows to jump out of the pot.
Well, in so many ways in our society, but I think in our medical paradigm, I think we really are getting cooked. But, you know, the exciting part is that we have allies, creative people like you in the lay community, and this is a grassroots movement. I mean, it's not going to come from the top. It's not, I mean, if we look to the federal government's not going to take the lead. Certainly the medical community's not going to take the lead. We need to vote with our feet. We need to, you know, shout power to the people, right on, grassroots, you know, take it on the road if your doctor doesn't understand it. And that's what you're doing with this marvelous effort.
Exactly. Thank you.
So so just give us once again the information on Unleaded.
So the website is unleadedmovie.com, UNLEADED movie.com. You can order it there. You can order it through PayPal or credit card. And if you want to call us or ask us any questions, you can call us at 505-695-1319, or you can email me at S, as in Sam, Noon, N-O-O-N, at elemental-films.com.
So, and it's a great thing for, you know, if you have a group that's interested in this, if you want to do this as part of, you know, a viewing or a showing.
Yeah, we do have screening rights. You can pay $275 and do screening, have a screening for a large group of people.
Oh, that's a good way to go. Wait, $2.75 or $275?
It's $275 if it's a free screening and no one's paying for it. But if people are getting charged to be there and to watch it, then it's you have to call us and we have different rates.
I understand. So like in a theater setting. So for right. Yeah. And that would be I think that would be great. You know, if you have a group out there that's a group that supports and encourages complementary and alternative medicine, I think that would be well worth it. And you know, these folks put a lot of time and effort in producing this film. And they deserve to be subsidized. I mean, you know, we subsidize a lot of worse enterprises. You know, we subsidize the soda industry. We subsidize cable TV. We subsidize Netflix. And these are independent filmmakers who, I mean, they're not out to make a killing. They're idealistic. But, you know, they need to buy their equipment and, you know, maintain a web presence.
Keep making more films. But, this is our livelihood. This is what we do for a living. And also... we have a lot of doctors that are if they buy 30 copies, they get the wholesale price. So doctors can also share this with their patients so they understand a lot more about chelation therapy and also, you know, make money as well and, you know, support their businesses.
Yeah, it's a good pep talk for patients who are undergoing chelation therapy because
there's so much to understand, too. You know, it's like we didn't know anything about it, so we learned everything from scratch. So it's nice to have a place you can go and learn everything and an hour and a half.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for being our ally in this battle to kind of reestablish balance in our medical system. We're not saying throw out orthodox medicine, but we need to utilize natural therapies and innovative therapies to achieve better results for our patients. That's what it's all about. We call that intelligent medicine. And with that, I'll bid you farewell. Well, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Thank you. I want to thank you for doing what you're doing. Obviously, I just stepped into this 2 minutes ago, but you've been doing this for a long time, and I want to acknowledge all the doctors that show up and have been doing this no matter how much resistance and flack they get from everybody. So thank you for dedicating your lives to really helping people, really helping heal people.
Well, thank you so much, Shireen. Shireen Noon. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.